When the restored print of pioneering 1982 Irish folk horror film The Outcast had its premiere screening recently, the expert called upon to introduce the film and the genre at the Irish Film Institute in Dublin was our guest this time, Paul Dwan. Dwan has more than a casual interest in folk horror, a popular again genre of brooding darkness in the cinema. Dwan's debut feature, a self-funded film, All You Need Is Death, out next week, is a contemporary milestone in the Irish variant of the genre. Working with Lancome's Ian Lynch, Dwan focused on the music of horror, creating a story about a cursed folk song and its singers. He spoke to Culture Files' Quaylen McNamara about folk and film funding.
My name is Paul Dwan. I'm a producer, writer, director, filmmaker, I guess. And I've just completed a new film called All You Need Is Death. There's a genre called folk horror that's very popular at the moment, and I realised that nobody had really leaned into the folk music side of folk horror. And because of the current wave of really extraordinary groups, music happening in Ireland, you know, Lancome, Lisa O'Neill, John Francis Flynn, Oxen, I kind of felt that the music could carry the story in a way that would really work for a horror movie. So I started to work on a story that would work with that kind of music, and it's a story about a couple of young song collectors who are looking for rare and untranslated songs and who accidentally find themselves recording a song that was never meant to be recorded or translated and has a curse on it that goes back to centuries into the past. I love music, and the current scene, the music scene in Ireland, I've been a fan. I've been going to see Lancome, I've been going to see the Mary Wallopers for years now, really. I ended up doing a couple of videos for the Wallopers. They're good friends of mine now, and I've also worked with Ian Lynch from Lancome. I did a video for his solo project, One Leg, One Eye. So, yeah, when I made the film, I was able to call on these people. Ian Lynch of Lancome did the soundtrack. It's his first soundtrack for a film. Dara Lynch, his brother's in the film, so is Roisin from the Mary Wallopers, and various other kinds of people from the music scene. Barry Gleason, brother of Brendan, who's a well-known ballad singer on the scene in Dublin. He has his first acting role in the film. So yeah, I mean, I just was able to use my kind of friendship or, you know, connection with some of these people to bring them on board and to get them to bring something to the film. I knew early on that unless I could work with somebody who was extremely gifted musically and who understood the kind of the nature of what I was trying to do, that it wouldn't work. So the first person I sent the script to when it was finished was Ian Lynch. And if Ian had said, you know what, I don't think this is any good, I probably would have had to reconsider what I was doing. Because Ian's interests, I mean, he's an academic with a degree in folklore. He understands Old Irish, which is important to the film, and he's also a huge fan of the horror genre, a fan of H.P. Lovecraft and Poe, and all those things are very important to the film. So Ian's input, I've said many times that I consider him a 50% collaborator in the film. His music is at least, it's half of the experience of watching the film. I was definitely thinking about the kind of, you know, growing up in a kind of a sort of semi-pagan kind of country, because when I was a kid, you know, we played in fairy forts, we knew about the little people, you knew not to damage a fairy fort, you knew about pishogues and superstitions, you know, all those things, but they're not made a big deal of. It's not like, it's just, it's there. So I was kind of aware of that, I think, more than any. I wasn't trying to dig into specific Irish myths. I mean, people have tried to do their banshees or their whatever, and I kind of felt like it can feel a bit hokey. So I kind of invented my own story, my own folklore, my own kind of world for the story to take place in. And it's very much based around song and based around folk songs. So, you know, it's definitely original, and it isn't like anything else you've seen. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, we'll find out soon. People have watched it and told me that it's come back to them in their nightmares and their dreams. People have said it's very unsettling, it's very creepy, it gets under your skin. And that's good. I mean, I didn't want to make a kind of a jump scare movie or a gore movie or a slasher movie. They're not things I'm interested in. I wanted to make something that had an atmosphere that you haven't really seen before in a film. And, you know, it's a very, very Irish film. And it is I think it kind of partakes of some of the same kind of thing you feel when you listen to a Lancome record, and you feel the kind of the darkness and the mystery of Irish folklore and culture in there in the music.
Foi gas means. The sun has no name. But if it did have a name, it would be Love is a knife with a blade for a hand.
There's a lot of singing in the film. Yeah, Alwyn Fowler sings a centrally very powerful scene where she sings this taboo song that's been handed down from mother to daughter for generations and generations and is in a language that nobody understands anymore. My female lead, Simone Collins, sings, and she's got an amazing voice, which I wasn't... I knew she could sing, but the first time I actually heard her was when we were actually on set filming, so it was kind of... it was a good surprise. I'm very lucky because the terrific American distributor XYZ Films is releasing my film worldwide, and they also make films. They made Mandy, they made The Raid, they made Vivarium here with an Irish director, Lorcan Finnegan, and they've already seen two of my next two, you know, outlines for the two things I want to do next, and they've committed themselves to being involved. Yeah, so it looks like with their support I'll continue. As I say, it depends on whether I can find any matching funding here in Ireland, but theoretically there is quite a lot of money here in Ireland. Just whether they're willing to give it to me or not, we'll see. I had to make the film with the money I had because Screen Ireland were not giving me any money for any of my projects, and I kind of felt, well, I'm going to make a film one way or the other, so I took what I had in the bank and made the film. The budget dictated the scale of the film, it dictated the scope. Within what we had, we, you know, there's very little that I would go back and say I want to do that differently, but nobody elects to make a film with no money. It's very, very difficult, and it was a very stressful and heartbreaking and painful experience making a film with no money, and I'm still, I have no money still because of it. When the film sells, yes, the money will come back, which is going to be great, but it's just, I don't think it's fair really for filmmakers to be expected to do this. And I think what you'll find is more and more Irish filmmakers coming out with self-funded films. Lance Daly, who made Black 47, is self-funding his next film. The guy who made Cardboard Gangsters, Mark O'Connor, is self-funding his next film. It's really, really weird that successful Irish filmmakers like that find themselves forced down the route of making films for no money when there's a very, very well-funded film funding body in Ireland that just doesn't seem to be interested in giving us money. But that's the way things are right now.
Paul Dwan there, and the reporter was Quaylen McNamara. All You Need Is Death premieres at the IFI Dublin on the 19th of April, with the director Andy and Lynch in conversation afterwards.